afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Had a thought, actually a question. If a service-to-air missile is a SAM, what's an air-to-surface missile?
Right.
Air-to-surface, is that an ASM?
ASM?
You should know.
Right.
I'm asking, is it?
Air-to-surface?
Yeah, yeah. From a plane to a ground... ASM?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I'm thinking of all this because there's a Google I.O., which is their developer conference that Google produces just like last week. Some interesting projects that they're working on. They purchased Motorola. Motorola, two or three years ago.
Okay.
Then sold it to Lenovo. But what they did in the interim is keep the advanced... it's called ATAP, which is the Advanced Technical... What's ATAP stand for? But it used to be Motorola, now part of Google. They kept it when they sold Motorola off. Advanced Technology and Products Group. It's headed by the former DARPA director, Regina Dugan. And they highlighted a couple of very interesting projects. Some of them, like a tablet with 3D modeling camera. Smartphone with modular components, and tattoos and pills to replace passwords. Well, a couple of the ones that they presented at Google I.O. this last week, one of them is called Project Soli. This is where they put a miniature radar in a smartwatch, and it can detect very precise finger gestures, such as rubbing your thumb and forefinger together. In fact, one of the applications is it can actually detect when you pick your nose and just supply you with a Kleenex. Mm-hmm. Just like a mom with a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. You can control scroll bars, knobs, buttons without even touching the device on your wrist. They showed a demo of these controls, but it's not clear exactly how this technology may be utilized in the future. Another one called Project Jacquard, which I find really compelling. Actually, these next two, but this one's interesting, and I think incredibly, incredibly interesting to parents, potentially. Google's got a high-tech yarn. It's more conductive than existing yarns and can be woven into any color. This allows you to make a patch of touch-sensitive fabric, which can sense the entire hand as it draws near. Now, Levi's is actually partnering with Google to create some interactive clothing. I think this would be outstanding. There'll be a lot of dads wanting to outfit their daughters with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You could
electrify it?
Well, no, just have a sensor. You know, the dad's got the date rape act or app that he downloaded from Google Play.
And the act is about to pass and, in Congress, I hear.
And you know, as the hand approaches,
right.
Signal gets sent, dad grabs a shotgun.
Well, I think it does more than that. I think you make it then, you know, shoot out a spark of electricity at the object coming toward that
would be something that could be very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very useful. The other one was Project Vault. They packed an entire computer dedicated to security onto a micro SD card. Think about how small the micro SD card is. Users can plug it into their phones, tablets, desktops, and it allows for encrypted data and end-to-end communications. It's like a safe for, like, you heard people talk about the Internet of Things, where you've got your refrigerator and your air conditioner and your lights and your Roku and, you know, all communicating and interacting and informing you. This is like a safe for that system. You could store your most precious data and keep it safe, technically. Now, of course, you know, knowing me, you know me, you know this. I immediately say, phooey. It's not that secure. It may be. It may become pretty secure. But my initial reaction is, yeah, right. The entire project's open source. That's Project Vault. And it's targeted at enterprise-sized companies first, and then the possibility of moving down to small business and potentially consumer use. Multimodal biometrics. This is where they essentially store what is equivalent to a password and have the device recognize it either through a user's voice, typing patterns, facial features, location, and combining these criteria more criteria based on the importance of the security. A banking app would have to have an extremely high trust score and would require more user input. Less sensitive apps could be used with a lower score. Maybe it just uses your voice. Project's still in development. They're looking to enable it on Android phones at some point in the future. I think it's a great idea. Multi-factor. The problem with passwords is they're just too doggone inconvenient. And they're exposed so easily with phishing and other social engineering techniques. If you can get it into a situation where you got multiple factors that are just, you know, really difficult to duplicate or to steal. I mean, you can't pretend you're in Tucson, Arizona, if you're in Ukraine. You know, GPS stuff is relatively secure and accurate. And that would, you know, that would be one of those location factors so that you just know, you know, automatically the bank card, it does, you know, I'm not in Ukraine now. I'm in Tucson. It's being used in Ukraine. It's got to be a theft, you know, that sort of thing. But we're talking about multiple factors here, all integrated in a cell phone. Project ARA, or ARA, spelled like Ara Parseghian, A-R-A. It's the modular smartphone project. Now, this was something that I understood why it hasn't taken. I do understand why it hasn't taken off. There are other companies that have actually tried to do this and come out with a marketable product and have not been successful. I mean, part of the problem is people got to want to buy it. And it's got to be producible at a cost that makes people want to buy it and the company make some money. It's difficult to do. But they did show, Google did at Google I.O., a working device that recognized a camera module on insertion. And I think that has some promise. I think, unfortunately, phones are so disposable that you want to upgrade your phone, you just buy a new, or you want to upgrade your camera, you just buy a new phone. You want to upgrade the OS, you buy a new phone. You want to upgrade the memory capacity, you buy a new phone. The days of these components being expensive enough overall where you want to potentially replace things like your mouse or your LCD, if you're talking about a desktop computer equivalent, you want to upgrade your keyboard or whatever, it doesn't make sense because the cost is just too low. And it's too hard to get the volume you want as a manufacturer to make it profitable for you. But they're working on it. We'll see how it goes. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. Had a great show today. Hope you enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun. We come back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. We're going to go out and probably grab some lunch, do some landscaping and that sort of thing. In the meantime, have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.